Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lagan. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Midori Hall, and I received something on my email that an order was made by me on February the 5th, but I didn't make an order. I wonder if I may have you check it out for me, please.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code?
85233.
All right. What's your first and last name?
Midori, M-I-D-O-R-I, last name Hall, H-A-L-L.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
95 North Mondale Drive, Gilbert, Arizona.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. It looks like this was done on February the 5th. Do you recall taking a survey to win a Dyson vacuum through a sweepstakes entry?
Yes.
All right, so it looks like what happened, whenever you put your information in under the terms and conditions, it tells you that when you sign up to try to win that vacuum, it automatically enrolls you into a subscription for a meal planning app, and it's $49.89 a month. So that's why you have that charge on your account.
I did not know that's what it was. I can't do that.
Yes, ma'am.
I cannot do that. I am 80 and I'm on limited funds. I had no idea. Please remove me. I no idea.
Most people don't. They don't want to see the part that says, "Hey, you can win a vacuum or prize." That's it. They just put the information in. Most people just get off. Yeah, would you like to continue at $20 a month?
No, I can't.
Okay, no, you're fine. All right, give me 1 second. We'll get it canceled out for you. One second. All right, so we need to get it canceled. Check your email and see if you have the cancellation. If not, you can write the number down.
MIDORIHALL@cox.net.
No, I said you check your email. I already have that.
Oh, you already have that. What did you want? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, for you to check it to see if you got the cancellation number.
Okay, I can't check it right now. Did you want me to check it right now?
If you have it on your phone, you can.
I'm using my home phone.
Oh, no, you're fine. Okay, I thought you were on a cell phone. That's fine. I mean, you can just you can write the number down if you would like.
That's all right. If you're sending it to me.
Yes, ma'am, I've already sent it to you. Just give it some time to generate.
Yeah, that's all right. I got arthritis. My hand doesn't work real well.
No, you're fine. Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, were you going to write the number or you just want to get it through your email?
I'm quiet here. I just woke up.
No, you're fine. It's fine. I didn't know you just got quiet. I was like, I didn't know if you were waiting to get the number or if you just wanted me to send it to your email.
Just send it. Please send it. Just send it to my email.
All right.
Get it later. I appreciate your help very, very much. And I know now what to be more careful of. Sheesh.
I know. Trust me. It happens to everybody. They're like, oh, my God. Everybody's saying that. They're like, I didn't read that part. I'm like, yeah, I know. Most people don't.
Yeah, read the fine lines, right?
I know. Nobody likes to read all that stuff.
Well, what is your name?
It's Laken. L-A-K-E-N.
Laken. That's pretty. Thank you so much for your help. You're very kind.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day and stay safe.
Yes, thank you, and same to you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.